Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Update, proclaiming faithful works that are within the Brotherhood in the country, and not only the country, but throughout the world. It's an Ulagar Radio production, Ulagar Radio, proclaiming truth and encouraging brethren. I'm your host, Dustin McRickard. Last week, I had the pleasure of speaking with Glenn Colley, and he was going to tell us, what is the secret to KidSing? Why does KidSing work?
The secret of KidSing is repetition. That's how they learn. So what you're going to do is you're going to work on this card every Sunday night. You're going to bounce around. I'm going to sing some. I'll insert a couple of songs. Frankly, I mean, I use songs from KidSing, from Hannah's 100. We have some CDs called Hannah's 100, and we make children's songs. But I'll insert some songs that teach while we go. But really, I tell you what, that's kind of just part of breaking up what I'm doing to get them back to memorizing the KidSing things. That's really the objective. I don't do any nonsensical stuff in this. We don't sing songs that are nonsense. We only sing, I mean, this is about learning and repetition. It's a remarkable thing. Now what I'm going to do is to give the cards to the kids, whichever card we're working on at that time. And then I'm going to often stand up before the parents and say, in your nighttime Bible time with your kids, this is what you need to do. Take the KidSing card. And whereas I'm just going to call out Acts 1 and they're to say Ascension to me, at home, I want you to go into Acts 1 with them. Spend an evening Bible time with them explaining the Ascension so that when your child responds, Acts 1 is Ascension, he'll have some depth to that. Because, and the same with the birth of the church or Ananias, Sapphira, or whatever it happens to be, you give them the depth. When I say Matthew 19 and they say marriage and divorce, you give them depth. You go to Matthew 19 and read that and explain it to them. And we're training them in the Bible. Look, if our kids don't know the Word of God, Dustin, it's our fault. Because I'm telling you, I've been doing this for years, and kids are sponges. Give them an incentive, like a little award, and have fun with this. Now, it's not, we don't do this dull. And if you're going to do this in your congregation, whoever's listening today, I want you to choose somebody who, I don't mean who's silly, but somebody who can let his hair down a little bit. And if you do it stiff, I don't think it's going to work. So, for example, if I'm, you know, I say Acts 5, and they say Ananias and Sapphira, I say, I might repeat it five times, but I'm going to whisper it. If you whisper Acts 5, they're going to whisper it back to you. You know, it's just natural. If you, and I'll shout it, X5, and they'll shout. You know, well, I'm teaching them. You know, that's what I'm doing. I'm teaching them, and so you need to choose somebody in the church, a man in the church who is able to do this. And it may or may not be the preacher. It may be someone else, but that's okay with me. Who can keep this rolling? And we do it for about 12 minutes, something like that. I don't set it on a clock, but that's about how long I take. Each Sunday night, I'm going to give each of the children a copy of the card. But on the first night when I distribute them, I'm going to give one to all the adults too. Everybody gets one. And some, from time to time, I'll say, we have a lot of visitors here tonight. If you'd like a copy of the KidSing card we're working on, well, just raise your hand and one of our boys will bring you a copy and you can have it. It's all free. All right. There's no charge for any of it. And anybody who would like to receive the KidSing information and the cards, there's no money attached to any of this. All right. To me, you have to buy your own trophies or whatever awards you want, you know, but what I'll do for nothing, you can email me, I'll send you the cards and you can get started and you can amend it the way that you would like. If you, you know, however you would like to change it, you think most more effective for you, well, feel free to do that. I'll make sure that I give you my email address and you can post that or however you want to do it, Dustin, and they can have it.
Well, I think what I love about it, and I'm glad that you touched on that at the very end there, about it does take someone, you know, to be able to speak to a child. You know, you do have to have that sense of, as you said, let your hair down, because, you know, if you go up there and teach them like anybody else, they're not going to be as responsive. And for a long time, before I even went into law enforcement, before I even went into ministry, Glenn, you know, I was in the entertainment business in Branson, Missouri. And, you know, learning how to interact with children and to use that as an advantage because they do suck in that information. And what
Yes.
better way than to teach them Bible? And it's such a great thing that's going on, and I love the whole aspect of it with kids saying, because ultimately you're feeding that knowledge that will stick with them for years. And like you said, it's beneficial for the church as well. The biggest issue that we have facing the church nowadays is lack of knowledge.
Yes,
I can't remember
yes.
who said it best, but they said we used to be Bible quoting, Bible toting. Well, we don't quote it and we don't tote it. And
Right.
that's sad but true. But I love that this is not only affects the children and gets in their mind, but it also helps the church.
Well, and wouldn't it be good after your worship assemblies on Sunday night for adults to go up to particular children and say, "Oh, I thought you did great in kids sing tonight. I loved hearing those answers." And wouldn't it be great for parents to be practicing this with their kids at home? Because they know that the child wants the award, and he's driving for that's something pragmatic for him. That's something tangible, but here's the rule, Dustin, is that if a kid says something 1,000 times, he'll never be able to forget it, even if he wants to. He can't. That's the secret of repetition. And that's the secret of kids sing. We're just going to keep doing it over and over. Now, again, we're going to change cards. I don't know every. Maybe every 6 months. You do it, you just kind of feel for it that most of the kids who are going to accomplish the goal have accomplished it, and we've done this long enough that they have it. Now, another thing is that when I'm working on a particular card, I may go back and reference those kinds of things that I mentioned to you before that are things that they've just got to know, that passages that are key issue passages. Such as marriage and divorce. I mean, how young is too young for a child to learn the basics about marriage and divorce? I mean, that's, or the church, the one true church of the New Testament. How young is too young? Well, you know the answer to that. So we're going to start early. We're going to do this with repetition. We're going to get the adults involved. Now, one more thing. Let's get the teenagers involved. So let's send a letter to the teenagers in the church when you launch Kids Sing, and you say, "I'm going to do this program for our small children, but I need your help. I don't want them to think that this is only for little children. I want them to know that this is for big kids too, like you, because they look up to you and they admire you. They want to be like you. So would you help me teach these kids?" All right, present it to them that way. Be my assistants and help me teach these kids, and I want you to sit behind them. So that sort of preserves the teenager sense that they're bigger. They're not children anymore. They sit behind the children. But look, I want those teenagers to get this too. And so sometimes when we do kids sing, I'm going to challenge the teens to do better than the little children, right?
Right.
And the adults, sometimes the child will say that Ananias and Sapphira is Acts chapter 5. I'm going to say to the church, "Now, is that right? Or is Acts 8 the Ethiopian eunuch? That's what he said. Is that right?" "Yes, that's right. Yes, that's right." Okay, good. Now, why don't we think about other ways that we can use the kids' sing cards? I've been overseas in a number of different places, in some places where they have preaching schools, and I use kids' sing. If they give me a couple of days to teach the preacher students, well, let's just do kids' sing. And I'm not playing with them. We're not having fun as much as we do with the kids, even though they enjoy it. But why don't we go down the book of Acts and I challenge them about the main theme of each chapter of the book of Acts? And we can work on this for a couple of hours, and I'm telling you, it'll be good for them. It's good.
And I think you're right. It touches on every aspect of teaching not only the child, but encouraging the teens, and definitely the wording that you use to encourage the little children. It's one of those things that it will benefit everybody in the church. And I think that's why I love this program so much. Well, Glenn, how is some now if someone's interested in Kids Sing, what do they need to do? Is there a website? Can they email you? What would be the best way to get this thing going?
There are two things that I want to suggest, and really, I guess you could do it with one way. You need to access the West Huntsville website. Now, this is the West Huntsville Church of Christ in Huntsville, Alabama, and so do our website. Google it; it's westhuntsville.org. Go to our website and click on Kids Sing. There will be a link there for Kids Sing, And then you can watch a video of me actually doing kids sing with some children, and I'll explain it in detail. So you can watch the video and then you'll have it. And then you can email me. My email address is just collie@westhuntsville.org. That's C-O-L-L-E-Y, collie@westhuntsville.org. And just say, I'd like the kids sing cards or the children's cards or whatever, however you want to say it. And I'll email them to you. We laminate them. We put them on color stock and we laminate them. I usually let the kids name the cards. So sometimes they called one, it was kind of a blue color, the Sully card, after Sully the Monster, called it the Sully card. I don't care what they call them, really, you know, so long as they like it and we can learn the things of the Word of God.
What I love is I actually just went to the website, and even on the KidSing page, you even have it here as a zip file. So literally anyone could download it and unzip it as if – find someone computer savvy, and then you'll have that card even, and those cards and that whole setup. And it's just a – it's a great tool for the church. And I think
– Print them off. There you – print them off. Put them on color stock. Laminate them to keep the chocolate ice cream off of them. And then you're good to go, you know, and it doesn't cost anything.
Well, I think it's fantastic. Glenn, I'm looking forward to talk to you again and for another subject down the road. And Lord willing, we'll get to do that. Thank you for being on the Gospel Update.
It's a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. And stay tuned on Ulaga Radio for more faithful works that are going on within the church and within the community and throughout the world, and also faithful teaching. My name is Dustin McCricker. Thank you. Have a good day.